Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Okay, fellas, thank you, and welcome back here at the Bob and Ray Show on this beautiful Tuesday.
Here is a 15-minute radio program that will go right up until the end of this quarter hour.
Bob, I don't mean to disillusion you, but I put a watch on this the other night, and it isn't 15 minutes.
Oh, it isn't? We're cheating somebody, or?
I don't know. It's 13 minutes and 50 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That includes... and all that.
Well, it seems much shorter when you sit down and listen to it. Telling myself it's
Here comes the vacuum cleaning man.
It hasn't been in for quite a while, has it?
And the floor shows it, too, doesn't it?
Sure does.
All right. Probably is a former singer. Maybe he was with one of those singing groups years back.
Is the audience all seated according to size?
Yeah, they are.
Got them quieted down before we went on the air today, huh?
That's right, Bob.
Well, I hope they're all happy and will enjoy themselves. And...
don't worry, they'll enjoy it very much, Bob.
Don't forget,
I told them to enjoy it.
You can partake of the popcorn bowl anytime you feel so inclined, audience. Just come up here on the stage and pass by the big bird and then help yourself to popcorn.
Feel free, too, to wander over by the great Bob and Ray picture window, which gives you a panoramic view of New York as the lights go on here at dusk. Beautiful scene.
We'll be able to use that. New building is going to be right up in front of that, about 3 feet from that panoramic window in about 2 months.
Yeah, it's one of those. Too bad we put so much money into that window.
No.
And then have somebody put up a building.
It's a real wide screen effect to New York City.
The old bird is in good shape, I see. Biff, what's new with you? Are you all set with your sports roundup?
Yes, I am, Ray. Anytime you want to play my music and introduce the sports room, I'll be right here with my guest. Yes, it's time for Biff Burns Sports Room, and today an off-season chat with Grand Ole football coach, coach of the famous Golden Cougars of Midwest University, Pop O'Brien. Say hello to your fans out there, Pop.
Well, hello, pigskin lovers out there.
Pop, I guess you're pretty much of a legend, aren't you?
Well, I guess you might say that I was born of the gridiron, Biff.
Where'd you get the nickname of Pop, Pop?
Well, most people credit Slipper Hanley with inventing my nickname, but the truth is, I gave Slipper Hanley his nickname.
That's all?
I was the first one to call him Slipper.
Slipper Hanley. I guess he's a bigger legend than even you are, Pop.
No, I think I'm a bigger legend.
Well, when your team, the Golden Cougars, are in the dressing room getting ready for the big game...
Well, they're all big, Biff.
Doesn't the team say, let's win this one for the old Slipper?
Well, yes, they do, Biff, but it's not that dramatic.
Well, a picture of the team in the locker room at halftime, kids fighting back tears because they're losing the game, the brooding silence, and suddenly a voice with quiet resolve says, let's win this one for the old Slipper. It is moving, Pop.
Well, not if you know Slipper. He's a prominent industrialist, and he's in with the showbiz crowd. He's flashy, and he knows Frank Sinatra. And he's got a stable of four fighters, and he wears two rings on his pinky. Recently, I saw a picture of him in the window of a restaurant shaking hands with Gene Fulmer.
And I believe he recently acquired a piece of a Las Vegas casino, too.
That's right. He just bought into the Pink Bandit. I believe it's run by the syndicate.
I've heard that, Pop. What's the deal, do you know?
Well, just as soon as the papers were signed, giving Slipper 25% of the Pink Bandit, he had to turn over his full 25% interest to the syndicate. That's the only way they let him operate.
Well, if he'd turned over the full 25%, he doesn't own anything.
Well, the syndicate's pretty rough, Biff. Incidentally, about Slipper, recently he was given a solid gold cigarette case, a gift from a renowned continental beauty.
I didn't know that, Pop.
It's true. Now, Biff, knowing all this stuff about Slipper, I don't understand how any member of the team can say, let's win this one for the old Slipper.
Well, I see what you mean. It just doesn't sound right. It would sound right if Slipper were an old, shaky man being helped into the stadium, his memory fading a bit, not quite knowing which team is which. A man with shoulders bent by a million burdensome problems. But above all, a man who shouldn't be out in the stadium on such a cold day. In short, Pop, a man like you.
That's what I thought, yeah.
But the fact is, on the day of the game, your players still say, let's win this one for the old Slipper. How come they don't want to win it for you, Pop?
Well, there's no accounting for tastes. I guess you know that, Biff. Maybe my voice is too raspy. I think that's probably the reason. Gets on their nerves.
I don't think that's the reason. If it were, the players could very well say on the day of the big game...
Well, they're all big, Biff.
They could all say, let's win this one for raspy-voiced old Pop.
Well, that doesn't sound very good, Biff.
The only other reason I can see for the players not giving you vocal homage in the locker room is the fact that the Golden Cougars haven't won a game since 1949.
That's right. You can't win them all, Biff.
Don't I know it, Pop O'Brien. Legendary coach of the Golden Cougar team of Midwest University, and thank you for being with us today. This is Biff Burns saying so long from Biff Burns Sportsman.
Say, do you want to hear my new stereo phonograph?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute, I'll set it right up.
Wow. I don't know, maybe I just assumed...
Listen to that. What highs, what lows.
Yeah, well, you could turn it down just a little bit, though.
Damn, I mean, that's real stereo block. Fills every inch of the room with sound. It's Columbia Stereo One, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah,
right.
Stereo One by Columbia. Now, I've heard them all, but this is the only one for me. It's got stereo projection, you know.
I didn't know that.
Sure. No. Not just a couple of speakers shooting in different directions like some, but exclusive stereo projection. Man, it really fills the hall.
It certainly is rich.
No, anybody can afford it. Portable start at $39.95. Consoles at $129.95. So why don't you see your Columbia phonograph man, and here's Stereo One by Columbia for yourself. Great, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll play you some more.
Okay.
I've just been given the signal that we have an extra minute in the show right here. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to play 1 minute, please, the little game we have?
I'd be delighted to,
all right.
If I may.
You just come up here quickly, sir, and reach into the barrel for your subject and hand the slip of paper to me. And when you hear the signal, you will start and talk for 1 minute. I'll time you, and I think we'll have a great deal of fun.
Okay.
Are you all ready?
Yes, this is very interesting.
You've got your, you've got the subject there. Can you hand it to me?
Okay, there you are, sir.
The subject is one word, enferfment. Go ahead, 1 minute, please.
Enferfment. Well, sometimes when I,
Do you like me to spell it for you before you start? Would it help?
All right, yes.
Okay, we'll call time out here. Enferfment. Enferfment. Time in.
Thank you. The last time I saw an enferfment, I don't believe I was out of... Hold on.
45 seconds now.
An enferfment. I have 45 seconds left to talk about enferfment.
Enferfment is a better pronunciation of it. Enferfment.
Enferfment. My boss had an enferfment once, and,
I just had a correction handed to me. I think, to give you, in all fairness, the word is spelled E-N-F-O-E-F-F-M-E-N-T. The double F is on the second appearance of the letter F.
Doesn't help me at all.
Doesn't help.
And he had to be on his feet a lot that time. The doctor told him he should be off his feet, and,
15 seconds.
Enferfment.
There's no such word, wise guy.
Yes, there is.
No, there is not.
Well, I'm going to call time out. Time in.
You did kill a 1 minute, sir, but I'm afraid you didn't qualify quite for the prize, but you did have fun at it, didn't you?
No, I don't think there's such a word.
Well, will you get him a dictionary to take away with him on his way back from the show? I think you speak to that little fellow at the back of the aisle.
Well, let me assure you, sir, it wasn't a total loss because you're in time. You're at the show, the Bob and Ray show that presents the great Central American tightrope walker. A gentleman who, as I understand, is in is chairman of the Statehood for British Honduras Committee, too. He's here to publicize that. The great and wonderful Senor Miguel Honduras.
Thank you, Ray. And it is a very great pleasure to be appearing here on you.
To be appearing here on the program. Well, now, as I understand, Senor, you have the rope strung. I guess you can all see that.
It is strung in a loose rope fashion today.
That's right. Oh, you're not going to do the tight rope. This is what they call the slack rope.
Slack wire.
And this is, I think...
much practice to it.
I think this is more difficult, really, than the tight rope, isn't it?
When I climb down the tight rope, it is a different feeling, you understand, than... climbing down the slack wire.
You put on weight, Senor, since the last
thing? Just a few pounds.
I remember I saw you at another network one time.
They built me up in the hospital.
That's right. Si. Well, you're all set to go. I wonder.
Wait just a minute. Poopy, are you ready with this guitar? My guitarist, Poopy, is going to play for me today.
Poopy will play the,
si.
The guitar.
All play right. All over the guitar.
Well, I guess maybe you're all set to go. Here, si, let me hold your serape.
What's that?
Let me hold you, sir.
Oh, yeah. I climbed the steps now to describe the...
Well, the senor is wearing tight-fitting clothes that you usually associate with a tight or slack rope walker. He's seeing Poulet now, and he's going to the top...
Poulet,
Poulet. ...the ladder, then he's stepping out on the rope. He's now testing the slackness of the rope. Is that slack enough?
See, it's very slack.
Yeah, it's very slack, which means that it's all set for him.
Here I go.
Good. And now the senor is starting out on the rope. I might point out it's about 60 feet long, the studio, so he should go 60 feet.
Why do you look so sad, Poopy? One face on it.
Oh.
Oh.
Senor. Senor.
Yes?
Could you do the rest of the act? Backwards.
Si.
Thank you.
It's difficult to turn in the middle of the slack wire.
Well, I know it is, but actually, it'll be a more daring act that way, and it's almost a necessity that
more
you do that.
Too.
It's more dangerous, I grant.
I'm teetering back and forth. How near am I to the end?
You're more than halfway now. You're more than. Senor?
Ole.
Senor Honduras?
Ole.
Senor?
Si.
Can I help you up, or?
Yeah.
What do you want to stay there for a while?
I just rest here.
Why don't you stay there for a little while?
For a moment.
Senor Honduras?
I see I'm going to get built up again.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunate. What happened, as I review it now...
He's too heavy for the act, anyway.
Well, yes, plus the rope. He was no sooner out on the rope than I noticed that it was giving way at the other end.
Yeah.
Was,
awful sorry about that, Miguel, but when you get back on your feet, why, come up and see us. We're always ready to give you a show business break.
We're always here to talk with you.
Here is Gumshoe Flaherty, our detective, to report in on the disappearance of Dave, the great dead whale... what have you got to tell us?
Fellas, I've done some checking on this George Perkins bug at WROW.
Oh, yes, up in
he's got a little bug rap against them on the New York State Thruway.
You know, I told you the other day, I think you're going off on the wrong track there to go after George.
This George Shrank bird.
Arthur Shrank.
Is it Arthur?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe I'm confused. Yeah, well, if it's I have a George Shrank listed here, several jaywalking violations.
I don't think that's our man.
No. I'd like
what
you
have
to
you
meet,
found about Dave? That's the big thing.
Not a thing as yet. I'd like you to meet my new assistant. This is Cato. He used to work for Green Hornet.
Oh, hello.
Now
hello.
Kato, how you doing? Say hello to Bob and Ray.
Hello, Bob and Ray.
Well, hi, Kato. Have you seen pictures of Dave?
Yes, I've seen pictures.
You know, all the folks are invited to send in to get their picture of Dave so that they'll know what he looks like.
That's right. Just write to us here at CBS 485 Madison Avenue, New York, and you'll have one.
Just tell us that you think something's fishy. Well, until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get word.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network.